Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Although I never met my great-grandparents, I do know about them. Today I will share a few stories about my great-grandfather, Trevor. He was born on March 3, 1867,in Glasgow, Scotland, and passed away the day after his 79th birthday. According to our family history, he moved to Brighton, England around 1886 with his wife, Catherine, and daughter, Frances. Trevor loved to bake. Soon after arriving in England, he opened a small bakery and worked extremely hard from sunrise to sunset every day.His shop became famous for its delicious meat pies and scones. Customers would declare, "Trevor's pies are the best in all England." I have two items that show he adored his family. The first one is a beautifully handwritten love letter to Catherine. The second is an old family photo that hung at the entrance of his shop.He said it gave him energy whenever he felt exhausted. In closing, Trevor was a great great-grandfather. Oh, by the way, Frances was my grandmother, and the pie shop is still in Brighton. Listen again.
Although I never met my great-grandparents, I do know about them.Today I will share a few stories about my great-grandfather, Trevor. He was born on March 3, 1867, in Glasgow, Scotland, and passed away the day after his 79th birthday. According to our family history, he moved to Brighton, England around 1886 with his wife, Catherine, and daughter, Frances. Trevor loved to bake.Soon after arriving in England, he opened a small bakery and worked extremely hard from sunrise to sunset every day. His shop became famous for its delicious meat pies and scones. Customers would declare, "Trevor's pies are the best in all England." I have two items that show he adored his family. The first one,is a beautifully handwritten love letter to Catherine. The second is an old family photo that hung at the entrance of his shop. He said it gave him energy whenever he felt exhausted. In closing, Trevor was a great great-grandfather. Oh, by the way, Frances was my grandmother, and the pie shop is still in Brighton.